Hey there, hi there, ho there. I'm Winking and Odd, and this is Tutor Suitors, where we hook up eligible royals for political advantage, dynastic continuation, just maybe love. Today we have a special noble bachelorette on our show. Let's have a big hand for Queen Elizabeth I of England.
I cannot believe Parliament made us appear in this ridiculous display. If I didn't need that tax on men with more than one eye, I'd have
great, gotten... just great. Now let's meet the lucky nobleman vying for your hand in holy matrimony. First, we have King Philip II of Spain.
I am the one for you, baby. Want to ride my Spanish mane?
We thought we were rid of him when my sister finally granted a boon to the nation and died.
Next, we have King Eric XIV of Sweden.
Skulle ni kunna visa mig parkarten av en jagbiffen att mig?
Pardon?
And last but not least, we have Francis, the Duke of Anjou.
Bonjour, hot mama.
How old are you, boy?
10 3/4 years old, but I am man enough to tame you, wench.
What?
Now, Your Majesty, we have some questions for you to ask our lucky bachelors.
Bachelor number one, what would you bring back for me from your conquest of the New World?
A box of chocolate-covered Aztec heads.
Ugh. Bachelor number two, Sweden is known as a cold country. How would you keep me warm?
Make it cost a room at Parnat.
God's beard, I have no idea what that man is saying.
The translator's horse through shoeing couldn't be here.
Bachelor number three. Sir Walter Raleigh used his cloak to protect our royal feet from the mud on the ground. What item would you use?
Since I hold you in such high esteem, Your Majesty, I would use my most precious item, my security blankie.
These questions on cards are too numerous. I do consider a multitude doth make rather discord and confusion than good counsel. May I remind you never to tempt too far a queen's patience?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Good. No, these will not do. Ah, this one has promise. Bachelor number one, how would you conduct our first date?
I would pick you up in my auto da fe. Then we would attend a full Catholic mass officiated by the Bishop of Madrid himself, a personal friend of mine. Since we would take communion, there would be dinner and a show. We would then receive instruction from the bishop to turn you from your heinous heretical beliefs and back to the one true faith before your soul is consigned to hell. Then maybe you can get an early start on making some heirs back at my place. With papal permission, of course.
Right. Bachelor number two, same question.
Jag skulle ankomma till min vagn drivet vid sex av ett hast. Jag skulle gå till sex av rådstögarna. Då vi vill njuta an sex av kusmal. Då vi vill nedbranda sex av katoliken mokalöjster. Bok, bok, bok.
I refuse to balk on the first date, whatever that is. Bachelor number three, same question.
Well, being French, I would have prepared a sumptuous candle dinner with sea chilled wine, sea cheeses, and sea crushed liver of acres. After sea sugared strawberries and sea whipped cream, we would have seen engage in sea fun and games. Like tag and hide and seek.
Speaking of games, that's the end of ours. Thank God. Which lucky bachelor do you choose? Bachelor number one? Bachelor number two? Or bachelor number three?
I choose none of them.
Wait, you just can't...
What a motley collection of rogues. Philip obviously prefers being on his knees in the company of priests. I would need a translator in the bedchamber to understand Eric's sweet nothing. And Francis has yet to grow his first manly hair.
You have to pick one. Those are the rules.
Have to? Have to? You shall make whores of others, but you shall not make one of me. I know I have the body of a weak and feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a king, and of a king of England, too. I have already joined myself in marriage to a husband, namely the kingdom of England. In language you can understand, knave, you are cancelled.
What? Our ratings are through the...
No, no, you misunderstand me. You are being cancelled. Guards!
Join us next week. We'll be at the location of the infamous Tower of London.